for every paid staff member in the community service, there's 3.5 volunteers. And we have 10,000 paid staff in the community sector. And then if you take that to sport, for any paid sports coach or trainer, anyone in the sporting industry, there's 10 volunteers. So when we look around the sporting fields of a Saturday and Sunday, when we look at training on a, you know, every weekday night, most of that is actually powered by volunteers.
Makes you think about all the boards.
Oh, absolutely. And the bulk of our boards in Tasmania are not-for-profit boards. And yes, they do it all on a volunteer basis. So it's pretty incredible the contribution some people make.
What do you need, do you think, or what do we need to support organisations like this better?
Look, it's a good question, and I think we can do it on a lot of levels. So individually, think, can I volunteer? You know, can I reach out and connect with someone? Can I? Is there a passion that I have that I'd like to contribute back to the community? For people who are friends and family of volunteers, support them, acknowledge them, celebrate them, because it is a big commitment. And then I would say to our decision makers, invest. You know, volunteering doesn't happen by accident. It does take resources and organisations to make sure volunteers have a great, safe, productive and happy experience. And so we are always encouraging both organisations and decision makers to invest in volunteering.
How many volunteers do you have in the SES?
Yeah, SES have proudly got 600 volunteers within our organisation, spread right across the state in the three regions.
What does it take to be an SES volunteer? What do you need to bring?
Well, I've been with SES for 18 months, and in my experience, it takes a big heart and a big commitment to community, very selfless people who put others first. Got a wonderful organisation. I say we've got 600 people, 10 deep, at the door ready to have a crack at absolutely anything to support people in their time of need.
Do you need sort of skills?
We have a range of roles that we undertake within the community, everything from like community engagement at public events. We have school teachers that undertake those roles that come in. We have operational functions. A lot of Tasmanians probably aren't aware, but we undertake road crash rescue services in rural Tasmania. We've got 27 units around the state that perform extrication at road crashes, attend to 400 to 500 motor vehicle accidents a year. So we have a range of technical skills, a range of people skills, obviously, because we're people. And obviously we'll have a look at people and the attributes that they bring, but we'll find a place for you if you've got a willingness to come and be part of our wonderful organisation.
Some of that's pretty heavy frontline work.
Yeah, look, it is. It's our core business, obviously, is in that front line in the community, providing that service. We collaborate with our emergency services partners really closely. Mm. Got a really tight working relationship with Tasmania Police, Ambulance Tasmania and the Tasmania Fire Service. We've got our core business that we perform, and we're exceptional at that. But this changing environment which we find ourselves in Tasmania with significant events or, larger events or larger scale events, we find ourselves participating wherever we can. And I wouldn't say we're starting to diversify in what we do, but certainly there's a need within Tasmania, and there's certainly a willingness on behalf of the emergency services sector to all hands to the wheel in the time of need. And it is quite diverse, very interesting, challenging, but we're a very supportive organisation, and we certainly look after our people.